We roll on the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show, getting set for a series opener. Biloxi Shuckers and the Chattanooga Lookouts. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake. We're joined by the guy who played hero on Saturday night and the newest Biloxi Shucker. It's Connor Scott. Connor, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm excited.
How about Saturday night? First game with the Biloxi Shuckers, first game in the Brewers organization. You put the team in your back at that two-run homer to win it.
Yeah, I was just excited for the Brewers to give me an opportunity to play. Was waiting about a week to get activated, which was good. I got acclimated with everybody, the team, where we were at. So it's been great. Ever since I've been here, I've been super happy. The Brewers signed me to help win ball games, and that's what happened on Saturday. So keep doing that and just focus on that. So,
what was it like joining the team? Because as you said, you joined them middle of the season. You were with the team about a week before you got activated. What was that acclimation period like?
It was easy. These guys welcomed me with open arms, whether it was staff, players, anybody. I mean, I came in and everybody was great. Just super excited. I mean, I got into the card game, so you get to meet a lot of guys during the card game. So everybody's been awesome, and I'm happy to be here.
What's it also like moving to a new league? Because you spent the early parts of last year in the Eastern League, now moving down to the Southern League. Obviously, weather's a little bit different. You're a little closer to home. But what's that difference like, Eastern League to the Southern League?
Yeah, it's a breath of fresh air. I know it's a little hotter down here, but I'm from Florida, so it's nice to kind of feel like you're back home a little bit. Been up in the Eastern League for a while, and it's very far from home and very different from home. So down here, it's been great so far, and I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, you're a Florida kid. You're playing up in Tennessee this week, but normally in Biloxi, not too far from the home state of Florida. How you been acclimating to the weather? First off, I know it's a big thing for guys down here.
Yeah, it was tough. Just been hammering waters and electrolytes more than I normally do. And, you know, it took me about a week to get used to it. But, I mean, you're sweating everywhere you go. So,
you talked a little bit about that acclimation period and waiting about a week before you got activated. How much of that helped you just settle into not only this clubhouse, but just to the Brewers organization and the processes and what goes on in the back end?
Yeah, it was great. I mean, I got to come here and, you know, sit through some games, get to know some of the guys, get comfortable with everybody, the staff. You know, the hitting department was running me through some things and teaching me some things. And, you know, it's just a great process just to be able to come here and have a little time off to watch and to know what you're getting into, and it's been great.
What's the biggest first impression you've gotten joining the Brewers organization?
It's fun, man. All these guys like to play baseball. We have fun. We're a real close-knit group of guys, which, you know, I've only been here a week, and I'm saying that, so it's they got a special atmosphere going over here. Coaches are doing some good things, and you know, we're a good team, so keep rolling.
How much does that help put your mind at ease when you're welcomed by a new clubhouse so quick and you don't have to worry about all the other stuff? You can just go out, play baseball, be loose, be free?
Yeah, it's tough coming into a team middle of the year, an organization, I guess, where you really don't know anybody. And it didn't really feel like that since the moment I walked in. Everybody's been super nice and outgoing, and it's been, like I keep saying, it's been great, but it has been great. It's been awesome.
Well, speaking of things that have been great, this team's been on a hot streak, 8 of the first 12 here in the second half. How much have you enjoyed, you said, coming here to win ball games, winning a couple of ball games, and joining an organization that this year, really every level, has been winning baseball games?
Yeah, just seems like we're focused on the right things. You know, we're doing the little stuff, kind of firing all cylinders. We're hitting in good spots, and our pitcher's been shoving it down. Bullpen's been pretty solid, so can't complain about anything. Just keep playing baseball and keep your head down and roll.
You also had a chance to connect with Brock Wilken. You two went to high school all of 15 minutes apart down in Florida. How special is it to connect with him?
Yeah, it was cool. He's a little younger than me, and he'll let me know about that. But we've been playing against each other for a while, and it was fun. I hadn't seen him in obviously a couple years. He went to college. I went to pro ball, and he's a good player, man. He's going to be playing baseball for a long time. So it was fun to see him then and see him now, and excited to see what the future holds for him.
Well, now, what was Brock like, the high school player? Because Brock talked about you and said you were one of the best high school players he's ever seen.
Yeah, Brock, he was, you know, just as big as he is now, and he hit the ball a long, long ways. So he was fun. Yeah, he's a really good player.
What was it like walking into this clubhouse and recognizing him? Was one of those moments of like, wait a minute, you look familiar?
Yeah, you kind of like, you know, you're going to a team, and you check the roster and you're like, man, I don't know any of these guys, haven't heard any of these guys. And then you see a guy you know, it's easy because, you know, I kind of stayed on his hip the first day and he kind of told me, this is what we do for cages and this is practice and that's over there. So he helped me along the way. So.
Well, and hey, coming in today, you can always tell him, hey, I've homered in every single game I've played for the Biloxi Shuckers.
Yeah, we'll try to keep that streak going, see how long that lasts.
Well, there we go. Appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot, man.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shuckers Lookouts coming up next.